Red wine and its flavor are related to the weather. And in a moment, we'll hear why. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, let's first talk a little bit about what kind of weather to expect.
Well, some people woke up this morning to see fog around. They might have been worried, but they shouldn't. Actually, fog in the situation we're in is a very, very good sign. We've had a very moist period the last week, you know, plenty of rain, most of it light. The ground's moist. Last night, the skies cleared aloft. And that allows the surface to radiate heat to space through infrared radiation. And so the surface got cooler and cooler, and the air dropped to the dew point, and we got a lot of fog and low clouds in the lowlands, not in the mountains, but in the lowlands. But it's clear aloft. And so what's going to happen is that as the sun gets higher, some of it's going to get through the surface, it's going to burn off this fog, and most of the west is going to see, you know, a sunny day, temperatures climbing up to around 50, maybe even the lower 50s in some locations. So today should be a pretty decent day. And in fact, a lot of the weekend's going to be decent. Saturday is going to be a mainly sunny day. There may be a little bit of fog in the morning because the skies are relatively clear, but that'll burn off. Temperatures will get up into the mid-50s. Plenty of sun, wonderful day. Then, unfortunately, on Sunday, a weak disturbance is coming in. It's a sort of a weak warm front that's going to edge some warmer air off. That'll bring some clouds on Sunday, maybe a few sprinkles, nothing serious. I suspect most places will be pretty much dry on Sunday too, except for a little light drizzle. So, you know, Sunday is not going to be a great day. The temperatures will drop back maybe 5 degrees into the upper 40s, but it won't be any kind of big, blowy, heavy rain day at all.
So this is a pretty mild weather pattern we're in, at least for the weekend, it sounds like.
That's right. And it looks like the early part of next week, we'll have this weak ridge over us. Meteorologists call this a dirty ridge. It's not high enough amplitude to really clear us out. But, you know, no strong systems can get to us. So we'll have a lot of clouds, maybe a little bit of light rain, but nothing serious at all. I mean, we've really broken out of winter now, and the temperatures are fairly mild.
I think people around here, this is what we love. It's mellow and mild and straightforward and nothing to worry about.
And we contrast this to the East Coast, where they're having snowstorms. I mean, it's quite interesting that when we get to March, it's over. We're not going to get any big snowstorms at all. But back in the East Coast, they get some of their biggest snow events in March, sometimes even into early April, because we are downstream of a relatively warm ocean, and they're downstream of a continent where cold air still remains and can still push in on them even in March.
Well, people might remember at the end of last summer, we had this really long dry spell, like 2 months without any precipitation, and there were some fires then. And you were mentioning that there's some research about how that impacts agriculture.
That's right. I was at the Northwest Weather Workshop last weekend, and some researchers from Washington State were talking about the potential for what's called smoke taint of the wines in eastern Washington. I mean, that period, especially in September, was extraordinarily smoky. You know, we had come off of a dry spell. It was that two-month August-September period was one of the driest on record. And there were fires blowing up all over the place. There's the Taylor Creek fire, the Wenatchee Complex fire. There were others. Smoke filled up much of eastern Washington, and it was persistent for weeks. Now, the problem with this is that this was a period where the grapes were relatively vulnerable to the smoke, and this is during the ripening period, and so they're able to absorb some of the chemicals that are associated with smoke, and some people in the wine industry are worried that this could have been a problem.
So wait a sec. The smoke is absorbed in through the skin of the grape?
That's right. So the question is, how much got into those grapes? The densest smoke was near Wenatchee and Ellensburg, and so those vineyards were probably more susceptible. Further towards the east and the southeast, if you go into the Walla Walla Valley, that area, that probably was less affected.
And so the vintage from 2012 might have a little smoky flavor, I guess.
It's possible, but it's really uncertain. A lot of times you can taste or note the smoke in the juice immediately. It's only after fermentation and the wine ages that it comes out. So right now it's uncertain. A few of the wineries contacted me and thought they were in good shape. And there's also things they can do to help pull some of that smoke out. But right now it's a little bit unknown how serious a problem it is.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass studies atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can find an extended version of our conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.